The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
I've spoken to Brad Stockman from Ascender about their research, and I asked him to just explain what it was about.
Yeah, look, Ascender have done a bit of research recently, which, you know, I think in today's sort of newspapers and articles, we're seeing a lot of traction around underpayments. It's probably something that we'll, you know, something we're aware of already, but I think the numbers stack up and tell us that, you know, it's more widespread than maybe most people thought.
So you've crunched the numbers to work out how much it affects Victoria. What have the numbers been that you've come up with?
Well, the numbers for Victorians is probably slightly less than the national average of being underpaid, where 18% of Victorian workers have been underpaid, where nationally that's sitting around 22%. You know, Victorians were paid 17% less, you know, when they've been underpaid. So that's quite a considerable amount when you think about that a lot of people out there over the last 5 years haven't had pay increases. You know, the rate in which pay scales have been increasing has been, you know, well below sort of that, you know, 2 or 3%. So, you know, having been paid 17% less, if you are being underpaid, is quite considerable.
So in summary, one in five workers you've concluded in Victoria has been paid 17% less than what they should be getting.
Absolutely. That's what the numbers are telling us.
How did you come to those figures?
Well, we came to those figures through just a broad spectrum of interviewing a number of businesses across sort of the region. So when we actually, you know, spoke to, I think it was just over 1,000 organisations, you know, on average we came to that conclusion.
So you've looked at also pay cycles and the correlation between pay cycles and being underpaid. And what did that say? Were you more likely to be underpaid if you were paid weekly or monthly?
Weekly. Absolutely weekly. And we are seeing a trend within people's payroll, employers' payroll, to move towards that monthly cycle. It is a slow movement, but, you know, having a weekly pay cycle means more work for the payroll administrator or the person responsible, and there is room for error. It just puts more work on them, but it is certainly the weekly.
I see. And also, employees are meant to get a pay slip, aren't they? That's the law, and it has to be within a certain amount of time of them getting paid. Did you do any work on that to find out whether that had in fact happened?
Well, it's quite interesting because there is a lot of companies out there or employers that actually don't have sort of the up-to-date technology capabilities where presenting pay slips, especially in a timely manner, becomes a problem. So there is a number of employees out there, especially in the Victoria workforce, that just do not have access to their pay slips, which then in turn they don't know whether they've been over or underpaid.
So are payslips now, with the newer employees and the newer technology, are they mostly done online, or do most employers still have a hard copy that they give out to their employees?
Look, I think in the last 3 or 4 years we've seen a lot of movement towards that electronic payslip, whether that's some type of portal access where people access online or from their mobile device. And increasingly we see a lot of sort of email payslips still being produced. For Ascender and where I work for, all of the employees that are serviced by our platform to use an employee self-service platform.
And am I right in saying you also did an interview on employees themselves and whether they expected to get a pay rise or not, and in what time frame? Well, in this case, over the next 12 months.
Yeah, that's right. I think a lot of employees in the workforce are looking to get some type of increase in the next 12 months. 58% of Victorians are sort of saying they're expecting that in the next 12 months, whereas nationally that's sitting around 55%.
Well, the stats really do show that pay is flatlined. The amount of pay that people are getting hasn't really increased for quite a substantial amount of time in a lot of cases.
That's right, and I think that's putting sort of that extra pressure on the employee to actually understand what they're being paid. You know, the rate of change in our society, bills are going up. You know, we're looking for some additional money as part of our pay package. But if that pay is not going up, we're looking and being more stringent on what we've been paid by the employer. And then the employees are really wanting to understand, well, where can I get that information from?
So for you personally, what was the biggest takeaway from this data that we've just discussed?
It's really, to me, there is like a lot of organisations out there that are still sort of seeing payroll administration and the importance of it, maybe not quite at the level where it should be. Mm. You know, Fair Work playing a huge part in driving accuracy in payroll. We've seen a huge amount of examples recently in the media around underpayment. You know, so the stringency is becoming more prevalent, and the drive to have technologies help organisations and their departments deliver accuracy is really a movement that we're seeing.
Brad Stockman joining us there from Ascender, who have just done some research to try and determine how widespread underpayment is in Victoria.
The Mitchell's Front Page podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 to 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.